That the
really does go on, doesn't it, that thing, Peter? How are we, Professor?
I'm very well, thank you. Very good.
Apologies. I need to use your full title. Professor Emeritus Peter Lynham, how are we?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, yes, so today we are not so much eulogising, more discussing a man.
Yes, so this man's name is Hal Lindsey, and he wrote a very influential book in America called The Late Great Planet Earth.
I don't know it, but I'm looking forward to finding out what you're going to talk about.
In its heyday, it was a hugely influential book. It basically was a kind of religious commentary on the state of the world in now, let me see, when it was written, the early 1970s is what I vaguely remember.
Okay.
Let's just see if I can get that fact straight.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm just going to say what a remarkable moustache he had.
Yes, that's certainly true.
White hair, black moustache, what a combo.
Yeah. Published in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pretty young in 1970, I think. And he had gone to one of those conservative seminaries, which there are a lot of them in the States, Dallas Theological Seminary. And in the process, he decided he was going to make kind of prophecies of the end of the world popular again.
Okay.
So he wrote this book called The Late Great Planet Earth, in which he interpreted the Cold War, the American approach to China, and the rise of the oil states, and interpreted it with a whole series of some of the obscure Bible verses that he'd picked up, especially from the Old Testament, and, of course, you guessed it, from the Book of Revelation, the more colorful books in the New Testament. He, above all, said that the state of Israel had an enormous importance in God's plan for the future of the world.
Okay.
And views like his, at that time, were relatively unknown, unpopular, but the book caught on. 15 million copies sold.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
It's been hugely influential in creating the sort of fundamentalist that is always interpreting the way in which other countries react to Israel as proving what God, whether God's going to bless them or not.
Right, right.
And so out of this has come this notion that a state which blesses Israel, i.e. supports anything that Israel may like to do, is going to experience God's abundant blessing.
Okay.
Now, as it happened, you see, he wrote the book directly after the Six-Day War in the late 1960s. And he was convinced that Israel might face enormous odds, but it would conquer. But it also showed that Israel being attacked like that suggested that the end of the world was nigh. And he interpreted the European Economic Community, as it was called then, now the Common Market, as another sign that strange things were happening that were fulfilling Bible prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And the wacky views that we hear often today usually stem back to Hal Lindsey's popularization of this case.
Right. And am I to guess perhaps that the book was popular with the likes of, the more militant American right politically?
Arguably, it created a new sort of American right.
Right.
Because the sort of American right that was common up to that stage was racist, was Ku Klux Klan inclined, was a sort of a little America approach, which ignored the wider world. But Lindsay took all the things happening internationally and saw them as fulfillments of Bible prophecy, and it kind of created an interesting way, if you like, a new way of reading the newspaper.
Right, with great suspicion, you
with
could call
great
it.
Suspicion.
Yeah.
And looking for some deep fulfillment of Bible prophecy in it. Mm. So, for example, he could find Russia in the Bible,
yeah.
surprisingly enough. He could find the Middle East. He could find China. This strikes us probably as a little bit perplexing. How could he manage to do it? But really, this book created the world in which you were confident that didn't matter how dangerous things got, there was excitement coming when you were going to see dramatic fulfillment of prophecy, and therefore getting behind a country like Israel was critical in the purposes.
Right. So perhaps it's been more co-opted in recent-ish times to America's purposes in terms of, strategic partnerships and such.
I'm sure it has. I mean, I think it explains to us why, though there shouldn't really be a Cold War today, yet there, in the minds of many Americans, there still very much is a Cold War.
Mm.
And because right is on the side of those who support Israel, it has made the support of Israel the critical issue in right-wing American politics, which, in many ways, seems crazy, but and produces a whole lot of paradoxes, because even the Democrats, who you would think would be more inclined to be sympathetic to the, I suppose, undertrodden people, end up by being so allied to Israel in their outlook.
And it's so interesting, because what's also happening with the Republicans at the moment, especially with Trump, who may or may not have a lovely friendship with the Russian leader, the Cold War, as they call it, is kind of like weird, because there's a softening, there will be a softening through Trump of how people view Russia, I'm sure, and, the Cold War, as it always had been known, is likely to kind of shift.
Well,
I don't know, it feels weird.
It's true in part, Matty, but remember that though that was the approach that Trump took to Russia, in fact, that change didn't take place under Trump. And he kind of, he makes words about being friendly to Russia and undoubtedly had Russian assistance to get elected in both elections. But I think there's a pretty powerful force that he faces that might drive him in the other direction. We can only wait and see.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see who he's having dinner with, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Back to Hal Lindsay. He's died.
Plenty of people have carried on writing this sort of book, in which they try to make sense of the kind of idea. I think fundamental to it is the idea that America is under siege, and that America has to recover its sense of being a Christian nation, and a Christian nation is a nation which supports the Jews. And there's a whole series of ideas rolled into, strange combinations in that phraseology. But my word, it's influential. It doesn't matter the fact that Americans are much less church-going than they used to be, but they're still subscribing to these sorts of epithets.
Yeah. There's a kind of a version of Christianity which is more just a political alignment, right?
Yes, I think so. I think one of the interesting things about Hal Lindsay is that rather than being moralistic, he's kind of, it's all played out in an international world in which you watch for world alliances and world trends. That's where it matters, not whether you live kindly towards the poor and the needy.
No, I wish I could quickly find the quote, but I saw something on someone was talking about a some religious discussion they'd had with a pastor or something, and you know they started talking about you know what happened to the, you know, the teachings of Christ, aka like looking after the poor and the needy, and the pastor said, well, no, that's just, you know, that's weakness though. Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, it's sort of weird, isn't it? The crux of it, like Christian, Christ-like, you know, yeah. And the teachings. I can't remember Jesus ever talking about like political dominion and kind of, you know.
Yeah, so it just rolls over to be replaced by this new set of, political rubbish. Yeah.
Anyway, and so how, Lindsay, so who are his remaining champions in the public eye at the moment?
Oh, well, there's this, Liberty University is one of the big examples of this, and Jerry Falwell. But around Trump, some of those influences that are getting the cabinet positions, the ones that are not total scumbags, are often like the governor of Florida, Rick DeSantis. You know, that's their framework of thinking about the world.
Right. Yeah.
So those are the people you should watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's good. Just reading a little bit about him just as before we spoke. You know, married 4 times. So obviously a very loving man.
Of course.
Yeah, a lot of love to give. Okay, interesting. Oh well, look, you know, may he find out the truth he's been seeking on the other side, and yes. And so on. And you know, maybe the MAGA might stand for Make Apocalypse Great Again. Maybe
you never know.
Maybe that's
you
what we're going for.
Hey, very good.
Thank you, Peter. We'll speak again next week. And, may Hal Lindsay find what he's looking for. Thank you again. See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks, as always, to...